Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Conscious Astrology, Navigating Teethy. Hi, welcome to Consciousness Podcasts. In this season, we analyze the Hindu Vedic calendar system of Panchanga with respect to consciousness principles. We continue with Teethy, the emotional body, which plays a crucial role in understanding your emotional patterns and personality traits throughout life. Today, we explore Dwadashi Teethy. Let us begin. Dwadashi Teethy Overview. What is Dwadashi Teethy? Dwadashi is the 12th Teethy, lunar phase of the waxing Shuklapaksha or waning Krishnapaksha moon. It occurs when the moon is 144 degrees ahead of the sun in the zodiac. This Teethy is associated with purification, devotion, and karmic balance. It represents a phase of release, where individuals must embrace humility, forgiveness, and acceptance of life's flow. Personality traits. People born on Dwadashi Teethy often feel as though their life events are influenced by external circumstances beyond their control. They may experience karmic patterns tied to past actions or ancestral legacies, making them feel burdened by responsibility or fate. However, they are resilient and capable of rising above setbacks through acceptance and spiritual surrender. Dwadashi-born individuals possess a quiet strength and an innate ability to forgive, but they must guard against feelings of helplessness and resignation. Astrological significance. In a chart, Dwadashi Teethy signifies the emotional need to release attachment and surrender to the greater flow of life. This Teethy emphasizes the importance of learning from life's uncontrollable events rather than resisting them. Dwadashi-born individuals thrive when they adopt a mindset of spiritual alignment, understanding that their challenges are often karmic lessons designed for growth and liberation. Consciousness principles for navigating Dwadashi. 1. Consciousness seeks release and letting go. Consciousness does not cling to events, emotions, or outcomes. It finds freedom in releasing control and embracing the unfolding journey. Application. Dwadashi individuals often feel weighed down by circumstances they cannot control, leading to frustration or resignation. Consciousness invites them to practice letting go as an act of empowerment rather than defeat. Practice mindful detachment by observing events without judgment or resistance. Engage in release rituals, such as writing down worries and symbolically discarding them, e.g., tearing or burning the paper. Use affirmations such as, I release what I cannot control and trust the flow of life. 2. Consciousness thrives in forgiveness and compassion. Consciousness naturally gravitates toward healing and compassion, viewing forgiveness as a tool for emotional liberation. Application. Dwadashi-born individuals often carry emotional burdens related to ancestral or personal karma. Consciousness encourages them to practice self-compassion and forgiveness as a way to free themselves from these burdens. Reflect on past grievances and write letters of forgiveness, even if they are not sent, to process and release emotional pain. Practice daily acts of self-compassion, such as gentle affirmations or soothing activities. Reframe forgiveness as a gift of freedom to oneself, rather than condoning harmful behavior. 3. Consciousness expands through acceptance, not resistance. Consciousness embraces life's unfolding without resistance, finding growth in acceptance rather than control. Application. Dwadashi individuals may resist their circumstances, feeling trapped by fate or responsibilities. Consciousness invites them to view acceptance as a path to peace and resilience. Practice radical acceptance by acknowledging emotions without trying to fix them immediately. Reframe challenges as lessons designed to foster spiritual growth and emotional maturity. Use meditation to focus on the breath as a reminder of life's natural flow and impermanence. 4. Consciousness finds strength in surrender. Consciousness views surrender as an act of trust and strength rather than weakness. It understands that surrendering to life's flow opens the door to new possibilities. Application. Dwadashi-born individuals may struggle to distinguish between surrender and giving up. Consciousness encourages them to see surrender as an act of faith that allows for new beginnings. Engage in spiritual practices such as prayer, chanting, or meditation to foster a sense of trust in the universe. Visualize surrender as stepping into a peaceful river that carries them toward their highest good. Practice saying, "I allow," when faced with uncertainty, reinforcing trust in life's unfolding. Suggested consciousness actions to overcome Dwadashi challenges. 1. Daily gratitude ritual. List 3 things to be grateful for, reinforcing a mindset of abundance rather than lack. 2. Forgiveness journaling. Write reflections on moments of forgiveness, focusing on how they brought inner peace and freedom. 3. Release meditation. Practice guided meditations focused on releasing negative energy and embracing calm. 4. Acceptance practice. When faced with challenges, recite mantras such as, "I accept what is," and "grow with grace," to cultivate inner peace. By aligning with these consciousness-aligned actions, Dwadashi-born individuals can transform feelings of helplessness into empowered surrender and find joy in life's unfolding. This allows them to release burdens from the past, embrace karmic lessons, and cultivate a peaceful and resilient spirit that thrives in acceptance and self-compassion.